Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio powered by SDF, and it is 1911 UTC. Hold on, I got a theme song. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Well, it's less pretty than it was yesterday, but still pretty darn fine. Bright blue skies, a little dull around the edges, but that's fine. Lots of hawks in the air. I've seen probably four or five in the area. They're probably not hawks. They're probably turkey vultures. From my distance, though, seeing them, it's hard to say. Walking on the way to this shady spot. I did some reconnaissance this morning. That's why I'm a little late. I think I found a new roof to go on. There's a parking garage about 6 minute walk from the other park, from this parking garage. And that parking garage, it's probably more 7 minutes, but that parking garage has another floor. This parking garage only goes to five. That one goes to six. Pretty exciting stuff. If I haven't mentioned it yet, it is October the 19th, 2023, and it is 29 degrees with a high of 30 today. You know, I don't like going into the 30s. That's dangerous territory, but hey, you know what? I'll take a 30 over a 40 any day. Let's check out. We're almost to the shady spot. We're making our way. I'm tired. I've been walking a lot today. Let's see. Oh, an important thing for you news hounds, of course. Here, I can see the intersection and give some hyper-local news to two electric vehicles passing each other. But I'll walk away from the traffic. But the other side has the intersection with a stoplight. Watch out, world. A stoplight, and I can also see a pedestrian crossing over there, so watch out. Next week, we'll be there. So, what's happening? What's going on? Well, you're listening to News to Me. It's a news show, ostensibly, where I read the news and we kind of go through what's going on in the world. Added value, of course, commentary and talking in comm. Comm, you say? What's that? Well, that's Commode Chat. Commode Chat is accessed on SDF. Just SSH over to sdf.org, then type in comm, C-O-M, press enter. And then type G for go to, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And boom, you will be in Anon Radio, hanging out with all the cool people. All the cool people like Quentin and Ratsu and WX Boss. Stug's probably around, X1, Ratsu, Zerohoff, the Z-Man, Quentin's here. And many more. Tobe's probably around, Jay LaMoth's here. Of course, you can always check out jabber.sdf.org, more specifically, anonradio@conference.jabber.sdf.org. That's the conference room, the hangout room. Oh, no, it is. It's a proper hawk that I'm seeing. Having a good time flying around these backyards right now. Hopefully, I don't scare it away. It's head dark. Oh, it's headed our way. Let's see. I'm going to stay still. Oh, sorry. I didn't expect the bird to fly our direction. The wind is letting it glide without having to flap very much. Let's see. He's headed exactly 180 degrees ahead away from me. I don't know if he'll come back. Oh, we got a FedEx freight truck driving down the little residential road. Used a turn signal, did not manage to maintain lanes. oh man, I wish we had a roundabout. Anyway, let's get into it. Hawks do love riding thermals. Foodless knows what's up. Welcome, welcome. Also, Awk, fun programming language, really old, pretty amazing. Auk Volume 2 was just released on O'Reilly. So if you have an O'Reilly Safari subscription, or if you're just a completionist, go check that out. O'Reilly has released Auk Volume 2. So check that out. All right, let's talk about news. There's lots going on. First, something very important to me, because you know how I like watching traffic. Well, a private bus driver was taken to hospital early on Thursday morning after his vehicle veered off the Seletar Expressway onto a grass patch and crashed into a tree and a lamppost. Where did this happen? Well, the Singapore Civil Defense Force said, and police said, they were alerted to the accident on the expressway at 12:50 a.m. The driver was a 62-year-old man who was conscious when taken to Khoo Teck Puat Hospital. A motorist told Chinese news outlet Shenmin Daily News that the traffic police, a tow truck, and an ambulance were at the scene when he passed by. Oh, we got a car coming up, a little SUV, Mazda SUV, stopped, has a turn signal, executing the turn, turned right into the left-hand lane. I'll forgive it because it looked very controlled, much better than most drivers in the area. But yeah, police investigations are ongoing, so if there is any more information about that, I will let you know. But yeah, bus driver wrecked, accident, it happened. Here's an update for you. If you remember, I was really mad about this when it happened. In Georgia, there was a man who was, in Florida, there was a man who was wrongfully convicted, and he spent 22 years in jail. He got out of jail. He was driving through Georgia. He got pulled over, and then they beat him up and killed him. Well, the Georgia Sheriff's Office has released video showing the violent struggle before the deputy shot the man. A Georgia deputy fatally shot a black man at point-blank range during a traffic stop after the man, who'd been wrongfully imprisoned years ago, grabbed the officer by the neck and was forcing his head backwards, according to a video released by Sheriff Wednesday. The family of Leonard Cure viewed the dash and body camera video before Camden County Sheriff Jim Proctor's office posted it online. Relatives said they suspect Cure resisted being arrested because of psychological trauma from spending 16 years in prison in Florida for an armed robbery he didn't commit. Yeah, I'd say that any making the guy get out of the car, I would have a big chip on my shoulder. I already don't like the police very much. They should all quit or jump in a lake. But it's a corrupt institution. Amazingly, oh, this car pulled up. They've got a turn signal, but they are so far ahead, I don't think anybody can see it. And another car behind them, no turn signal. All right, turning right into the right-hand lane. Good job. Next car, no turn signal, turning left. Turned left into the right-hand lane, crossed the turning lane. Pitiful. Poor use. Car looks nice, drove by. All right. So anyway, he's still dead, but the cops have released the footage showing why they killed him. H-Lam, welcome, welcome. Ed, volume 14. good times. Publius, this is the you're not taking me back to jail reflex. Yeah, I would say that's probably fair. The lesson here is to not drive while back. That's true, Thrig. Good job. Yeah. So, yep. Interesting. Good takes and calm so far. A mannequin's been arrested. Yes, welcome to the 90s. Somebody call Hollywood and let him know that the mannequin has been arrested. Hollywood is a character in The Mannequin, a 1990s movie, which was amazing. It's so fun. Mannequin 2, don't watch it. But Mannequin 1, it's a classic. A man has been accused of posing as a mannequin in a Warsaw shop window to steal jewelry after closing time. Sorry about the wind there. The 22-year-old was pictured standing still and holding a bag in a window of the store, which police have not named. Police say the accused went hunting in various departments after closing before settling on a jewelry stand. The man's accused of stealing items from a second mall. He has been charged with burglary and theft and faces 10 years in prison. Warsaw police said the staff and shoppers failed to notice anything unusual as the man stood in the window and blended in with several mannequins. Police said that he stood still until he felt it was safe, then walked through various departments after closing time. He was eventually spotted by security. Police say he then entered a clothing store and exchanged his clothes for new ones before returning to the restaurant. The man is accused of two other incidents. In the first, police say he dined late at a restaurant in a second shopping center and waited for it to close. Police said they then entered a clothing store and exchanged his clothes for new ones before returning to the restaurant for another meal. He was caught on CCTV slipping under the clothing store's partially open shutters. Up, we got the electric vehicle pulling up. Oh my gosh, my ear hurts. I've been getting this problem. I'm not sure what the deal is. Maybe I'll talk to a doctor about it. Maybe I won't. When I'm wearing headphones, when I'm wearing headphones, after a while, earbuds, things that go in my ear, especially if I'm talking, after a few minutes, I get intense pain in one of my ears. It'll be either the left or the right. All right, pain went away. Let's see if it stays away. So anyway, I don't know what happened there, but that is very funny, the mannequin thing. Let's see what we got here. Publius, M&W Plus for his movie reviews. Let's see. Publius always thought there was something suspicious about human statues. Yep. Yeah, he got away with it a few times, Quentin. More than once, he has overstayed in a business and gone on his way. The Orca Bus by M.W. Lucas is a pretty damn great an alternative history where orcs, elves, dwarves are in 1920s USA. Hey, that's interesting, Stug. Thanks. Alrighty, well, let's keep it moving. It's 1922 UTC, which means we got 7 minutes and some change before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio. And of course, when we're talking about, I'm going to walk across to the other spot because the crew, the people in the electric car, the electric cart, just stayed parked there at the intersection, and they can hear me telling you the news. And I sound like a crazy person because no one knows I'm talking to anybody. It's like, why does he sit out there and read the news out loud? He must have a reading disorder. So anyway, stick around. In 7 minutes and some change is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. It airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. If you have any ailments, perhaps you got fired or you're hoping for a promotion, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. If you have like tooth pain or something like that, earbuds, just play Dubious Goals Committee in your mouth while you're asleep. All those things, they can really help you out. I had a friend whose toe grew back after listening to Dubious Goals Committee. It's just really amazing stuff. So no matter what ails you or what supernatural beings are haunting your home, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. The louder, the better. The spirits will not stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee, but you can at 1930 UTC, so do that. Let's see. We'll keep on rolling. The wind is really strong up here on the roof, no matter where I go. Alright. Sorry, I got thrown off. Let's do some power-related news. Or nuclear-related news, I guess we should say. UN inspectors have tested Fukushima fish after wastewater release back in August. UN inspectors took samples from a fish market near the Fukushima nuclear power plant on Thursday. China and Russia have banned Japanese seafood imports since the discharge began, but Japan says it's safe. A view backed so far by the IAEA. Some 540 Olympic swimming pools worth of water have been collected. What a weird way to talk about water. Have been collected since a tsunami sent 3 reactors at the plant into meltdown in 2011. Japan says the water's been filtered by its ALPS technology of radioactive substances, except for tritium, and then diluted with salt water, seawater. Tests have shown that tritium levels are within safe limits. The IAEA team, comprising scientists from China, South Korea, and Canada, was collecting fish, water, and sediment samples this week to verify their findings. A member of the mission told reporters that the aim was to ascertain whether the Japanese labs are measuring and analyzing properly. Tritium is the concern because tritium levels, as you know, are relatively high because it's not removed by the ALPS process. I can say that we don't expect to see any change in levels, certainly in the fish. We do expect to see a small rise in levels in seawater samples very close to the discharge point, but otherwise we don't expect to find levels that are very similar to what we've measured last year. We expect to find levels very similar to last year. So, Russia this week followed its ally China in banning Japanese seafood imports, although it's relatively small volumes, so it doesn't really buy much fish from Japan anyway. So anyway, let's see what's going on here. I'm going to have to change the background here on my color, on my thing. Blink, blink, blink. All right, we're back to yellow. All right, it's not a tumor. FDA warning. M&W is not labeled to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Correct, Publius. Fun fact, Japan lowered their allowable levels of radioactivity in food by a factor of 10 after the Fukushima event. Let's see, I just got a text message. Quentin Tarantino has visited troops in Israel to boost morale amid the Hamas war. Boo. That's unfortunate. Calm, certified chatting party. Oh, that's what the CCP means. Fule saying, since fish catch resumed in 2012, fewer than 1% of Fukushima caught fish have failed the scanning. So yeah, I would say that it's very, it's very unlikely to be a problem. But hey, you know what? That's, them's the breaks. Alright, let's keep it rolling. We've only got a couple minutes and there's more nuclear news to let you know about. The IAEA is reviewing Italy's management of radioactive waste. Any country that has a far-right leader that opposes science should be rigorously investigated by the IAEA, even the United States. Italy is committed to addressing the challenges of safely managing its radioactive waste. An International Atomic Energy Agency team of experts has concluded. The review identified areas for additional efforts. Very sorry about the wind. I'm trying to cover it up, but it's just not working that well. Italy operated a total of 4 nuclear power plants starting in the 60s, but decided to phase out nuclear power in a referendum that followed the 1986 Chernobyl incident. It closed its last 2 operating plants in 1990. The country also manages radioactive waste from the operation of 5 research reactors, research laboratories, and experimental facilities, and from activities in medicine industry and other uses. The waste is currently stored at temporary storage sites near decommissioned nuclear power reactors. Plans for waste management include the development of a national repository and state-owned Società Gestione Impianti Nuclear SpA was established in 1999 to take over. Tarantino will lick their boots. That is correct. Let's see. Publius is unclear how Quentin Tarantino is meant to boost anyone's morale. Hey, Tobes in the house. Welcome, welcome. All right, we got one more nuclear story, and it's good because we don't have a whole lot more time. So I'll just tell you this. European Council agrees. What did they agree? Stance on electricity market reform. Following months of negotiations, the European Council has reached an agreement on a proposal to amend the EU's electricity market design, agreeing to include existing nuclear plants in the reform. The agreement could result in France dropping a scheme forcing state-controlled utility, EDF, to sell a portion of its nuclear energy production to competitors below market-level prices. The European Council said the reform aims to make electricity prices less dependent on volatile fossil fuel prices, shield consumers from price spikes, accelerate deployment of renewable energies, and improve consumer protection. I mean, all of that sounds like you could solve it with nuclear power because it doesn't have price spikes and it has a constant output, you know? You don't have to worry about sun or wind or anything else. We're going to run out of time. We've only got a few seconds left to go, so I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to be at home, so hopefully we'll be able to do a full proper show. And then next week we'll use the new hiding spot, and hopefully that means we'll do full shows and it'll be nice and calm. Stick around, and of course also listen to Stug later on today. Press equal sign and com. You'll see all the details. Dubious Goals Committee. Apply directly to the forehead. Let's see. Yeah, Quentin pointing out Tarantino's a foot guy. Oh, thanks, Quentin. Appreciate you. What else is happening? Yeah, just apply directly to your forehead.